We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
The stimulus package the Trump administration and Congress are talking about to help the economy recover from the coronavirus crisis could top $2 trillion. That's according to a top economic advisor to President Trump. Bipartisan lawmakers have been meeting this weekend on Capitol Hill, among them Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey, who is on the Senate Finance Committee and also on the phone with us live here on 1010 Winds. Senator, thank you for joining us. Can you give us a breakdown of the stimulus package?
Well, Sonia, this negotiation is still ongoing, but we are looking at a trillion, maybe even top $1 trillion package that has many components to it. And the overarching goals are to get help to the American people directly who face an economic challenge during this period of time because of either job loss or, if they're in a business and they're obviously closed. So any of those economic challenges to surge on for our health care, our institutions, and the frontline workers that are in the midst of facing the challenge. Thirdly, to deal with the small businesses and how do we sustain them during this very difficult period of time. And so we're looking at that $1 trillion package that would include about $250 billion of unemployment insurance benefits, including extending 13 weeks of additional benefits for those who are unemployed, providing an additional $600 check for maybe up to 4 months, providing benefits to the self-employed, those who are not eligible for regular unemployment insurance, looking at the workshare community as part of that as well. And so that package is about $250 billion. We're looking at direct payments to individuals and families that they would be able to get. The amounts are being negotiated, but they have gone from anywhere from $1,200 for a single filer to $2,400 for married filers, an additional $500 per child. That's still a negotiation in terms of the amount, but I'm pretty sure there's going to be direct checks to individuals in the country. We're looking at how do we keep small business alive, so whether there are direct grants to a certain amount for small businesses, because loans, while valuable, will not in and of themselves be sufficient if you don't have any business to pay back the loan, even under the best of rates. And we're looking also at how do we help states like New Jersey and New York and others in the country on the front line of dealing with the pandemic because they are burning through their state revenues pretty dramatically. And I've been pushing very strongly with the administration a state recovery fund. So those are all elements. There are other elements that are being negotiated by other members in different jurisdictions, but gives you a sense of the magnitude. And the last thing I'll say is that I think there is a sense of urgency, and so we're all working hard to try to come together and get this done in a reasonable time. Of course, when you're going to spend $1 trillion, you have to make sure you spend it right so that the effect that you want, the help that you want to deliver, actually works the way you intended to. And so getting it right is equally as important as the sense of urgency that we have.
Now, if you're just joining us, Senator Bob Menendez is joining us live here on 1010 Winds, giving us a breakdown of the stimulus package being negotiated right now between bipartisan lawmakers and the Trump administration. And, Senator, can you tell us how close you are to reaching consensus?
Well, I think that there's a good faith effort to try to come to conclusions on some of these over the next 2 days or so. Obviously, this is a package that will also have to pass the House of Representatives. So I know that there are conversations, going on between Senator Schumer, the Democratic leader in the Senate, along with Speaker Pelosi, conversations being held with the administration so that we can get a global understanding understanding that can pass both houses and readily be sent to the president. Doesn't do us any good to have a package pass in one house and then have to be dramatically changed in another and then ping pong it back and forth. So that's part of the effort here as well. So when you ask me how close, there's a lot of things from which there is elements of agreement on that are not insignificant. They're rather big. There are some things that still have to be negotiated out in terms of size and consequence and protections. There are some large industries that obviously affect our economy in big ways, like the airline industry, to mention one, but not the only one, obviously, the hospitality industry, the restaurant industry, how those are dealt with as well. So there's a lot of elements to this, and so trying to amalgam them all together is a bit of a challenge, but I think everybody's working in good faith with a sense of urgency, but with a desire to get it right and get it globally accepted so that the House and Senate can both be in tune and pass it and send it to the president.
And Senator, before I let you go, how long do you think it might take? We don't know how long this crisis is going to last. Of course, we have a rough idea, but we don't know. And how soon would you like to see the checks being cut and this assistance going out to those small businesses?
I'd like to see it in the next couple of weeks. I mean, not the passage, but the actual implementation. I'd like to see it in the next couple of weeks. That's why what we're proposing envisions that we're going to be in this for a while. So that when we talk about unemployment insurance, extending it, 13 weeks is another, close to 4 months. When we talk about four months of an additional $600 check, is because we think we will hopefully be at the other end of the apex of the curve. So so we're looking at some of these things that we understand will be more than the immediate relief of the moment. Part of it is understanding immediate needs. Part of it is looking to incentivize and move us to be ready to be positioned economically when we get past the worst of the virus. And we may need to come back again and think about what else needs to be done. I'm sure this won't be the end of it all, but it certainly would be a very significant infusion to working families, to individuals, to small businesses, to our healthcare system, to our states, that I think is critical at this time.
Certainly the news a lot of people would like to hear. And Senator, we'll let you get back to those negotiations. We'll be following developments. Thank you so much for joining us on
Thank
Tuesday
you. Wins. Take care.
Thank you.